Each and every person has a destiny. A purpose to their life. Whether that purpose is known or unknown depends upon your willingness to look within and connect to that purpose. That purpose is your personal dharma. Your deep path for your individual being. That deep path of personal dharma is a part and parcel of your journey towards the one eternal self. For when you do your dharma, you grow closer to the eternal one. When you follow the dharma of another, and you are not aligned with your innermost being, then the path, the larger sense of Bhagavad Dharma, is hard to find. So the first step to following Dharma is to align with your own inner self and to find your true Dharma, your way, your personal expression in this life, and to be in alignment with yourself. From that alignment deepens into the cosmic alignment with the eternal self of all beings. And with that alignment, there is alignment with the laws of the cosmos, with the creative forces of nature, so that the universal laws and your life become harmonious. As long as you are fighting against the ways of life, of living beings, you are out of alignment with the laws of nature, then life becomes difficult. And when you are out of alignment with your own personal dharma, the ability to have satisfying self-expression, the ability to create and express in the world, becomes difficult. You find that you are unhappy doing the work that you do. You are unhappy where you are, for you are not in harmony with yourself. When you gain that harmony with yourself, then it becomes easier to live in the world, to express in the world, and to feel fulfillment in that expression. In this created universe, there are so many types of living beings and so many unique expressions. That is the way of the cosmos, that each and every one is a flower in the garden of the great. But to realize your full potential, there is a need to go deep within yourself and to find what is your real purpose. Why are you here? What is it that you are meant to do in this world? And how can you bring that inner person that you are deep within you outside into the world around you? Whether you are young or old, it doesn't matter. Dharma is for every stage of life. And as you move through the stages of life, your dharma slightly changes. Yet the internal essence of who you are and what you have to give and offer in this world remains the same. How it expresses in your life may change as you grow and deepen. But there must be that alignment between your internal being, who you really are, and your expression in the world. Let them be a smooth flow from the inner into the world. Then your life becomes satisfying, your expressions in the world rewarding. What you do may be very simple, very ordinary, or it can be great. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. What matters is that it is your dharma, your purpose, that the inner person that you are is expressed in the world. And when that personal sense of self becomes in alignment with the larger sense of self, with the universal laws, then there is a harmony to your being, and your resonance begins to be such that you are expressing the universal principles within your life through your own unique self. There is a harmony with that greater sense of being, a falling back into that totality. And from that, there is the ability to allow that love that is universal, that beingness, to flow through you, through your inner essence, and out through your expression in the world. So that your expression, your inner essence, and that divine flow become one in the same. And there is a harmony between you and all life when this happens. No longer are you separated by a sense of I and thou, but your life becomes integrated into an integral flow